Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody crunk up in this motherfucker. I'ma pop a bottle and get drunk up in this motherfucker. And everybody cool in it, baby. You run up on us wrong, we act a fool in it, baby. Everybody crunk up in this motherfucker. I'ma pop a bottle and get drunk up in this motherfucker. And everybody cool in it, baby. You run up on us wrong, we act a fool in it, baby. DJ play my song. I bet the whole club lose their mind to the track. All my partners with me and they be throwing red. Everybody drunk and people don't know how to act. So act a fool and keep it cool. Everybody going crazy, they done popped the bar too. Everybody flexing and breaking all the rules. They throwing up them red flags, black flags and them blues. Them blues. Everybody crunk up in this motherfucker. I'ma pop a bottle and get drunk up in this motherfucker. And everybody cool in it, baby. You run up on us wrong, we act a fool in it, baby. Everybody crunk up in this motherfucker. I'ma pop a bottle and get drunk up in this motherfucker. And everybody cool in it, baby. You run up on us wrong, we act a fool in it, baby. Basic bros, ratchet assholes, we don't want that. Classifying girls, bring them all back. We in the field, we popping bottles and all that. Tell them young, wild niggas they can fall back. They twist their fingers up and they don't give a fuck. North side, south side, west side, what's up? Can't forget the east side, making plenty bucks. The whole city in this motherfucker getting grown. Everybody crunk up in this motherfucker. I'ma pop a bottle and get drunk up in this motherfucker. And everybody cool in it, baby. You run up on us wrong, we act a fool in it, baby. Everybody crunk up in this motherfucker. I'ma pop a bottle and get drunk up in this motherfucker. And everybody cool in it, baby. You run up on us wrong, we act a fool in it, baby. Everybody rocking in it, baby. A lot of hoes jockeying in this thing. Everybody rep their hood in this thing. When the beat drops, somebody gon' swing. All the hustlers got a pocket full of cash. And all the ballers might throw a couple stacks. The whole club smell like fruity loud pad. It's turned up to the max. Everybody crunk up in this motherfucker. I'ma pop a bottle and get drunk up in this motherfucker. And everybody cool in it, baby. You run up on us wrong, we act a fool in it, baby. Everybody crunk up in this motherfucker. I'ma pop a bottle and get drunk up in this motherfucker. And everybody cool in it, baby. You run up on us wrong, we act a fool in it, baby.
Just try to bring me down, I'ma go
out jet fuel. I'm making major moves, trying to peep the move. I dropped 10 hits, I got a real confused. I hit ain't into me, I make them in my sleep. That's all you want from me, I know I'm making history. I know you're greasy, and you're greedy. But I'm a genius, and I've been fiending. I set the streets on fire, gotta catch me flying back. Ain't got the time to stop and kick the boat over with you, boss. My time is very precious, that's why every second, too many hard times. I'm thinking about it very.
Bacon soda. See, it's my time. That's right, the wait is over. pussy taking over. You know we all with hammers, minus the bacon soda. See, it's my time. That's right, the wait is over. I'm cooking up what you need, line up in size order. Public service announcement. Y'all already know who's in control. Shout out to everybody listening live on the line. Shout out to all my XY DJs listening. Shout out to my co-host, Tella, up in the building.
What's good?
What up, bitches? Huh?
I said, what up, bitches?
Nothing is up. Yeah, I can hear you. Nothing is up.
Oh, okay.
Actually, I just want to take this time out to say that I love you. And
oh,
I think you're very special. And your babies are growing up to be so beautiful. And I haven't even talked to you since Friday. It's been such a crazy weekend.
Yeah. Hold on. I got another call. This is crazy.
Uh-oh. Booty call. Y'all know what time it is. So while the truth teller taking that booty call, I might as well take a caller. We talking shit tonight. Because Saturday's show fucked up, I got to bring it back with the same topic because I thought it was so fun. So, 917. Is that you, Vinny?
You already know, man. Me getting early. What's good? Y'all miss
Vinny,
you,
Vinny, welcome back, yo.
Huh? I'm happy to be here. I love you. I miss y'all, man.
We love
What's
you,
good?
Too. We love you, too. We miss you, too. Chilling, working hard. I see your homeboy just had a baby. Oh, that's so sweet. Shout out to Tom.
Yeah,
okay, I'm back
man.
Being a daddy and shit.
Yeah, you already know.
I be looking at your Instagram. Huh?
Nigga need to put some condoms on, H.
You need to use some condoms.
Yeah.
Shit. Tony had his way to have me pregnant. He funny as shit.
Oh. that's my nigga, yo.
Nah, he cool, he cool. That's Vinny Showboat, honey.
Yeah,
I just said who are we talking to? I didn't know nobody had any part of the line.
I know, you don't have to come in all ignorant, Miss Truth Teller.
No, I said hello, who are we speaking with? That's what I said, but you probably didn't.
Truth Teller is mad because I'll never call her.
You
well,
know
well,
what?
You gotta call her that motherfucker.
Nah, you all fucked with y'all, man. I ain't no, all respect, man.
My number is 1-800-TRUTH TELLER.
Yo, we gotta get that
1-800-TELL-THE-TRUTH.
It'll probably be 976-TELL-THE-TRUTH or 666-TELL-THE-TRUTH. shout out to Jamel XYDJ in the building. And, of course, happy birthday to Lady Nana. I had so much fun on her show last night, tripping out with Mr. Jamel. We were talking shit. What's up, Jamel, yo?
What's up? You know I'll be there. And, what's the day?
It's like in 2 weeks for my birthday?
Yeah, 2 weeks.
Birthday, but, yo, I'm looking forward to my birthday. Shout out to everybody who remembers.
You know I remember your birthday.
I take any and every gift if somebody wants to sing to me. That's the stuff. Don't expect
shit
to be on your birthday.
Yo, I know what you like, too. You like dresses.
Oh, yeah, you know that. Oh, we go right to the
like,
shut the fuck up.
I love you like
don't even be talking shit like that.
No, we going to go shopping. I'm going to keep your style, yo. You like to eat next to your food. You like to shop at nice spots and all that.
Yeah, I forgot you were my shopping buddy a couple times, yo. I always talk to you. Yeah, I'm your side chick. Yeah, you already know. Ain't nothing wrong with it. That's all. Listen, yeah, that's what I'm saying. We gonna go shopping. We gonna buy some stuff, man. I'm just thinking about the mother. Shout out to you, Vinny. I need to know, like, what some real shit. Tonight's topic is real. You've had a full life yourself, being the young man that you are. But I want to know, is there any women out there who have
has your name tattooed on them? Or do you have your name tattooed on you? Yes.
Nah, not that I know of. I don't think no woman got no tattoos.
They don't
have
to know of it. Somebody had your name tattooed. They would see your picture like, oh, I love you so much.
I doubt it. Nah, no. Me personally, I don't have any tattoos. I don't know if you noticed, but I had no tattoos.
No.
That's not really my thing. So,
you seem
really,
like I see you naked. Don't be trying to
say it like
nothing, nigga.
I'm saying, we ain't got to put all that out there on the radio, though. Like, you know what I mean? I'm not into that. But I don't have any tattoos, you know. You know what I mean? I'm not a tattoo dude, you know what I mean? You know, all my homies got tattoos, but so like I never really brought that up to why, you know, like sure to get my name tattooed on you, or you know, it wasn't really like a big thing, but so my
Dad, you don't
no.
even got your baby mom name tattooed on you? At least you gotta get your baby mom joined.
Yo, whenever I sign that dotted line, I'm gonna get Honest Fire on my back.
I know that's how it's played. Anybody can get to my name, my initials, it's whatever, like, for real. Like, y'all can tattoo your kids with my name. Y'all can name your kids after me. I accept all that shit with a smile.
And I need to hear what I said.
I like your government, though. Your government is flawed.
What'd you say, Vinny?
I like your government name. Like, I would name my daughter with your government name.
We talk about my real name. Yeah, I think everybody should name their kids Waliyah and Wale. All my kids' names will be Waliyah and Wale.
Yeah,
like
George
Floyd.
I'm
going to be
Wale.
My son going to be Wale, another Wale.
Let's go.
Wale.
No, you should name him
Wale.
No.
We
got
to be thinking for no name.
Wale.
We got a good...
I want my Wale to be a junior.
Oh, well, see, we got to talk about that after the show.
So he's going to say he want to have a baby with you.
Mind your business. You ain't have to sell it out
for
anybody, truth teller. God.
That's a truth teller.
Truth teller tell the truth too much. She worse than honest.
Yo,
right. Wait a minute. Ain't that crazy? Like, how in the world is my partner in crime the truth teller? That's meant to be, right? Even
yeah,
though I need
her. Your name honest and I'm the truth teller. What the hell?
Well,
and
shout out to everybody else listening
your,
in.
Because your name, they don't make your
say,
name honest. You tell the truth all the time.
Yeah, that don't mean I'm honest. Yeah, I will honestly lie to that motherfucker. Fuck you.
You're brutally honest.
Shout out to everybody listening on the line. If you wanna join in our conversation, all the fun, definitely just press the number one. Ah, that rhyme. We should make that all. We should always say that, truth teller. If you wanna join in on the conversation and the fun, just press the number one.
That was cute.
I don't care if y'all didn't like it. I thought it was corny and cute,
so
fuck y'all.
I think it was cute.
So how is
if you want to join in on the fun,
press the
number 1-1-1.
So truth teller, you got my cheesesteak on you. Truth teller.
Jamel was saying.
Say that again, Jamel.
Truth, my cheesesteak on you.
Yeah, I got you.
Sorry.
Yeah, but you gotta let me know you're here. You can't be
high. Everybody know I'm here. Believe you
Hello?
Me.
I can't.
You got my number. Just call me and let me know.
Yeah. No, yeah. He's coming to Philly for my birthday.
I am.
Okay.
I'm
gonna walk to the corner.
I'm coming to Philly for H birthday. I'm definitely coming to Philly for your birthday.
You coming for my birthday?
Yeah.
What you gonna get me?
All
I'm
gonna get
you
is some.
Go to the casino for my birthday.
All right, listen. Where you gonna gamble? Where you gonna gamble with me? Hey yo, where you gonna gamble thing? I ain't gonna do the gambling thing with you. but we're going to do something crazy because I know what you like. I got the bottle for you. I don't drink, so that's all of you. Know what I mean? You already know I smoke, so. You know what I mean? I got you, man. I haven't been in Philly in a while, man.
Then get your ass in, then.
Where you at?
Where I'm at right now? I'm in Manhattan. I'm in the Lower East Side right now.
Where?
I'm in the Lower East Side. I'm Manhattan.
I'm not going to be able to see you, Honest, on Thursday. I got, speaking of New York, I got a friend coming down Thursday, so you know.
Oh, shit. Is your friend cute?
We used to live together 10 years ago.
What? Say
that again? We used to live together.
So you're like, I got reasons
that I to come visit every year. You feel me?
I hear you. Even though you stood
me up last year. But it's okay.
Yo, H, what time you go off the air? Honest. Hello?
I think you're off the air.
What time you go off the air tonight?
Just call and we gonna be on till 1.
All right. Yo, listen. I'm gonna hit you back in a little bit because I gotta get in the booth real quick after this will work. I stopped to call you because I ain't called you in a while. I'm gonna go back inside in the booth, alright? I'm gonna call you before you go off the air.
You ain't in sales plan, so what the fuck?
I'm gonna be here. I don't put no sound splash. They made one of my hottest records that I never put out. Somebody else put it out for me.
I'm gonna hold you to that.
Yeah, I fucked with sound splash. I fucked with my man Big Face Dunny. Shout out to EA. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Jimmy the Kid, Out of Spy. I'll fuck you, shout out. Stop playing. Shut up.
Check him.
You know I'll fuck you, shut up. Hey, I'm going to bust your ass in the pool when I get down there. Yeah.
I want to let you know, I do fight men. You know.
I'm good. I'm
not fighting you.
You make it. And I do. I'm not going to fight before, but I kick you on your shin.
All right.
All right, Vinny. Shout out to my homie, Venetia Wolf. Definitely talented artist. Definitely big Philly radio supporter.
Hey, Truth Teller.
Yes, hello.
I got a new song for you, Truth Teller.
Oh, do you?
No, it's called Turn Up in That Pussy.
Uh-oh.
Oh, shit, now.
I got to upload that drawer. I'm about to upload that drawer right to you.
Hey, Honest, I got a question for you, right? On Friday,
right.
You got that notebook you had?
Yeah, I got it. I know you was up.
I got my little rap in there.
Oh, you know what?
You rapping?
Got it on me.
I was just writing shit down because I was bored, and the guards were starting to piss me off.
Go ahead and kick it. Kick a verse.
I don't know what it say. She got the book.
You tell her be freestyling just like you do, Jamel. Y'all both be freestyling. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, Truth Teller be freestyling. She be freestyling.
My cholesterol going to shoot up as soon as I hit the Philly line, the Chester line, I'm going to eat a cheesesteak, and I'm going to have that mug so long. Oh, my God.
Listening in on a switchboard. Give me a second.
You're going to have a 2-foot cheesesteak.
I'm going to have the longest cheesesteak ever.
They make a 2-foot cheesesteak.
What was that? Oh, shit. The big-ass mall.
oh, shit, it scared the shit out of me. I threw the L and everything. We tripped out on the bug.
So, y'all, I'm actually on the corner of my block stealing somebody Wi-Fi so I can keep up on the switchboard behind
it. Yes. Come on, I'm going to come out. Yo. Huh? Yeah, leave that.
Did you hear me on the...
No, what you say? I was having a panic attack.
Hold on 1 second. It's loud in my background. I'm on the corner of my block stealing Wi-Fi so I can help you with the switchboard for a little bit.
Yeah, my home.
It was loud out here. Now, what did you say,
Anna? My homie just saved my life. A bug was just trying to get me. I do not approve of any of this shit. Whew. I said, no, my homie just saved my life. He tried to attack me.
Who was?
Huh?
Who was about to attack you?
This bug. It was a bug.
No, that means that to be about bugs. No, I bought this corn from... Listen. I bought this corn from the farmer's market, and they had all these dead bugs and worms and shit falling out of it. I threw that shit, yo. Somebody else had to shut that shit. I couldn't do that shit. That's
you
that really
from
fresh
where?
Corn. The farmer's market, that's that really fresh shit. That's that shit they grow by themselves.
Wait a minute, I got the switchboard. I got the switchboard. All right, so
I'm
got a caller. Hold on, Truthella. Hold on. We got a caller listening in from the 484 area code, 484-477. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Nate Nizzle.
What's good? Welcome to Philly Shine. Welcome back, I should say.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You my little Twitter buddy. You're supposed to be coming out to the Diamond Spotlights and whatnot. You definitely
that's,
my Twitter homie.
that's Thursday nights, right?
What? None of them. No. This ain't, you got to listen for updates. I changed that shit. We done did it first Sunday. We do Tuesdays. We do Thursdays. We do Fridays.
But I see you tweet something about... I see you tweeting something about Thursday night at Old City or something.
No, I think that was just like something from my Facebook. I be retweeting a lot of stuff that a lot of people are doing. You know what I mean? I don't mind.
It wasn't a retweet. It wasn't a retweet.
It came straight from my page?
Yeah, and
it's
something up
like,
on Sunday.
I be promoting stuff Sunday. I don't know. Sometimes
see,
I don't even know what the hell I'm promoting. So how about that?
You just promoting just to promote. You don't even know
I
what
do
you
promotions.
Promote.
You know what I mean? I'm not no promoter. I do promotions. So whatever. Whatever I'm promoting is definitely good shit. So definitely check it out. And I'm sure you'll enjoy
like
it.
Like Red October.
Yeah, like Red October. I've been promoting that today. Shout out to my ladies that's co-hosting that event. We're doing the big Red October DJ conference in the ATL. Shout out to the X Squad DJs, DJs United. Looking forward to that. And, of course, I'm looking forward to my next Diamond Spotlight concert, Move the Crowd concert. That's the new
Not
thing.
Concert.
That's the new wave. Yes, concert. Like, that's the type of performers that I think comes through Diamond Spotlight. It's not just about it being a showcase. It's not about it being an open mic. It's a concert. People do their shit, so make sure we get a nice, good stage and do our thing. We had fun at the Arts Garbage on Friday, but I won't be using that place anymore. The Arts Garbage.
Wow.
That's the way I pronounce it. Big ups to you, and welcome back, Nate Nizzle. You might as well shout out your Twitter and stuff like that so that we can be able to check up on you and find out about your music and stuff like that before I ask you this topic question for tonight.
Yeah, I go by the name of Nate Nizzle. You can follow me on Twitter at Nate Nizzle Says. And if you like good music with good concepts, check out my website. It's called NateNizzle.com. You can download my album called 484 on there. It's a whimsical tale of a kid that lives in the city and has a girlfriend and moves to the suburb and is single. So just check
whimsical.
That out. Yeah.
What makes it 484?
Whimsical? 484. That's that college vocab right there. But yeah, 484, because a lot of people.
No. I know the area code. I was asking you, why did you say whimsical? What makes the album whimsical? Like you said, it's a whimsical album or whatever about a guy and his girl. Like, what makes it? And why did you use that word?
It's you just gotta listen to it, and then you'll understand why I use that word.
Nigga, make us wanna listen to it. That's why I asked you the damn question.
I mean,
don't get fucking cocky. We try to show you the fuck off. I don't know your album. Neither does my listeners. So.
That's why they got to get it to understand it. All right, my music has a lot of tongue-in-cheek humor in it. And it's a lot of real life.
Suck yourself, motherfucker. Show off. It's a radio show.
It's a lot of real life concepts I talk about on there. And it has like little mini skits that lead from one song to the next song. And it's these two voices
that
are in my head. Yeah, it's that's what I'm saying. You gotta pick it up.
See,
give it a try.
Now I really want to pick it up because you talked about it more. Now I was going to listen to it and shit when I had the time, but I'm going to NateNizzle.com and I'm gonna check that shit out ASAP.
If you go to NateNizzle.com, I put three singles up on there. I believe they're Get 'Em Up, Living Single, and Happy New Year.
I love Living Single.
Thank you.
So, is one of these songs you gonna make it this your album sound like you gonna have a movie after it? You know what I mean?
I could, and I thought about it. It's still in my mind.
Well, put your money up. We can make it into a play. We could do whatever. Like, I'm with it. Like, I do promotion. We do that shit. Shout out to my homegirl, J. Raina Smith. Psycho Weekend is definitely coming in October. Tickets about to be on sale. Y'all know how we get down with the plays. Shout out to my homeboy Charvez 87. I'm hit up your people so we can get that shit popping. We trying to do entertainment. One thing about Philly and even everybody in the surrounding area, everybody's so talented here. So on some real, all it takes is just that getting together, saving up money, and really doing stuff. Not dealing with liars and stink.
I want to get into plays.
You
I'm
do?
Looking for me a playwright. Yep.
I know a couple of them. Uh-oh. All right, Jamel,
They need to move to Georgia.
How you know she already in ATL?
Well, She needs to see me ASAP.
All right. How you don't know it's not my mom or something? You know my mom right down here, so you know what I mean.
Well, hey, Mom, I know when I come back from the Italian market with my chipstick, I know where to take my steaks at.
Uh-oh. Now my mom going to look at me like, I'll eat red meat, motherfucker, bring me some chicken. I know, I'm tripping, I'm talking too much. But no, Nate, I got to ask you the topic question tonight. Are there any females out there who has your name tattooed on them, or do you have any girls' names tattooed on you?
No, I don't. I'm not a fan of tattoos. Actually, I feel as though I was born in this world without them. I'm gonna leave without them. That's just my personal opinion on it. That's not knocking anyone that decides to go and get it, but not to my recollection do I believe any girls have my names tatted on them. At least I hope they don't.
I don't think they do.
I mean,
you have any babies that you don't know about? You're like, I don't know.
You never know.
Oh,
I mean, I have a 6-year-old son, and I didn't know that my son's mom was pregnant until 4 months into her pregnancy.
I ain't gonna talk no shit about that, but that is kind of shaky that you told you 4 months into the pregnancy.
Well, I mean, not to get into that. That's a whole other story. But like, she did it because it was after the first trimester.
I ain't gonna touch it. I'm just gonna
control myself.
So
I don't even go there. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, I'm fucking with you,
Z. Hey, y'all, let me tell you something.
What?
I said, let me tell you what just happened to me. I had to mute
what?
The phone because I'm on the phone on the show, right, with my laptop on the corner of my block right down the street from my house to steal Wi-Fi. Why does Top stop me and tell me to go back in the house with my laptop because I'm unsafe out here? Anybody can run up on here and hurt me and take my laptop.
Well, I mean, that's nice, but helicopters just stand there with you, motherfuckers. I swear they do them all shit.
He's gonna tell me I ain't paying attention.
He
don't know what the fuck I'm
doing. Yo, I was so scared. This cop, like 2 weeks ago, I gave him my phone number, right?
What?
Listen, cause look, I'm walking to the casino or whatever, or to catch a cab to go to the casino, leaving the studio or whatever, and the cop just like pulled me over, kind of like he like parked off, parked on the block. And he's like, come here. I'm like, no, I'm okay. No, thank you. And then I'm like, walking and shit, right? So then he comes around. So now he's parked in front of me. Now I smell like a whole heck of a lot of stinky weed. Like, I swear to God. I had some shit in my purse, too. Mind you, I'm going to the casino. So I had money or whatever. So I'm like, oh, shit. Now that he's in front of me, I can't draw because I'm high and I got weed on me.
Oh,
shit. Yo, I was nervous as shit, right? So he like, where you going? I'm like, I'm going to the casino. I got to meet my sister. So I was like, I don't really have time. So I was stopping. He was like, ooh, I could take you to the casino or whatever. And he was like, I could buy you a sundress. So I knew he was crazy.
Was he sexy in his uniform? Honest? Hello?
I guess that cop done found them.
Let's see what happened. Wait, I got to look at the computer. I didn't put my computer away. Fucking with that cop, bitch-ass motherfucker. Yo, we done lost the honest fire. Let me push the attention and keep on going. So anyway, I'm stuck on the show because she's gone. Let's do a side topic, right? The side topic is, you know, there you go. Damn it.
All right, I'm back. I just wanted to play some music or whatever.
I like
that
song.
We got to show some love to my homeboy Big Brass. And to make a long story short, the weirdo cop wouldn't take no for an answer, so I didn't want to give him my wrong number just in case. I don't know. I ever saw him again or whatever. But then when he called me, I was like, you know what? I was like, me and my boyfriend got back together, so you don't have to call me. So he was like, well, you still want to go to the casino? I was like, no, thank you, sir. Weirdo, like. No, because like he was like, you still want to go to the casino? Because I swear to God, all I said to him, I was like, I'm going to the casino. I got to meet my sister. So he was like, I could take you to the casino. Maybe he said he wanted to buy me a sundress because like I think I had on like tights and my sneakers or whatever. He's like, I could buy you a sundress. I don't need you to upgrade me, you fucking cop. Like, go follow the law or whatever they do. Like,
oh,
they
yeah,
do.
But
they
I was asking, was he at least cute and sexy?
Hell no. He was fucking old and scary, though, like a Tyrannosaurus Rex or something. He had the call. I'm like, listen, I don't want
yo,
no problem with
this
cop.
Yo, that motherfucker for his money and got out of trouble with him, please.
First of all, I don't even want to use a cop for nothing. Like, I won't even call the cops. Like, I'm cool. Like, I guess you hate
my picture, though, because, you know, I got the picture with the DA up. Did you see it?
honest?
No, yeah, you use the cops to keep your laptop safe when you're on the corner and shit.
You know what? You know what? Wait. Literally, seriously, a 4x4 and another motherfucking cop car just turned my corner. They is patrolling my fucking neighborhood like crazy.
Yeah, see, that's
what you say, truth teller.
Huh?
Where do you stay?
What? I stay in South Philly. I stay in South Philly.
What?
South Philly. Huh?
Where?
Say that again? Where? I'm
where?
In the Grays Ferry.
Yeah, she rapping South Philly. We're going to take a little music break. And speaking of South Philly, I definitely got to show some love to my homeboy, Big Brass. This my shit. This that single, Hungry for Hunted. So definitely get with it.
old piece of 100. Gotta get that quad off.
I'm back. Truth teller. What I miss? Hello?
That guala.
That guala.
That paper.
Shout out to you guys.
That paper.
I went to go take a piss and I lost
that
truth teller. Where'd truth teller go? Where did she go?
She's playing
truth teller's back on the ear. She left us. Why?
My
I don't know.
Yeah, why am I never saying that to the twice?
What'd you say, honey babe?
I said, why am I never saying it up there twice?
I don't know. Oh, look at you on a switchboard.
Huh?
We gotta put you to work then. I ain't know you was on a switchboard.
I
sure
heard you say that again.
I said, I didn't know you was on a switchboard. I gotta put you to work. Shout out to my homeboys. Matter of fact, I'm going to play that music from Lucci Loner while I get ready to upload that new fucking Looney Tunes song. So we're going to hear Lucci Loner Run With Me featuring Goldie H and Twist. Then I'm going to definitely
hear
that Kush. Check
that
out
paper.
My bounce.
Oh,
I'll play some
somebody over
there.
Down the street, y'all.
We're going to show some love.
Take my talent state to state. Benz drop, fresh off the lot. Triple black with paper plates. Paper in my my pocket, B-I-M-P's is like 98. Frequently, other niggas' bitches wanna freak with me. Hit me on my frequency, damn bitch with a decency. Just came back from off the moon, you ain't seen me recently. Money talking, bullshit walk, so you should even speak to me.
I wake up in the morning, with money in my mind. Though it ain't sunny, best believe we gon' shine. Rock the run with me. Rock the blunt with me. I wake up in the morning with money on my mind. I ain't hard to find. I'm out here on my grind. Rock the blunt with me. Rock the blunt with me.
Walk can I leave with your ass? We in the building, y'all in the closet. Don Quan throw me pictures like Ryan. How to seduce in the city, no lying. But I see you over there, keep trying. You the baddest chick here, let's have it. I got a signal, want your automatic. First name Jessica, last name Rabbit. That make me Roger, please say the wabbit now. Take my bounce out, see how I swag out. Someone let the hoes in, I take the trash out. Oh, that's your girlfriend? She about to pass out. Here we on our fifth shot, I'm about to pass out.
Oh my God, I love that song. That shit banging. I love that East Coast hop music. That last track was by my cousin, Kush. Fucks with it crazy. Even though definitely when you want that liquor, you go and ain't no coming back. But I still will love you always, like it's forever, like no matter what. That was so hot. I'm in a great mood. Big ups to everybody listening in. Definitely want to show some more love with this music shit, because I'm fucking like, damn, like, y'all just, I love it, I love it. So, I'm going to play that music for my boy MP and Mick J, because it's my favorite shit. But you know what, I like a lot of songs off of Fright Test. I need to upload some more of them. Definitely shout out to my homeboy, MPEE_3. Definitely follow him on Twitter. Show him some love on Instagram. Shout out to McVay as well. Rapping up to y'all crazy. Ghetto.
Ghetto. A poor, decently populated city district occupied by a minority ethnic group linked together by economic hardship and social restrictions. I say the ghetto is where hustlers is that's trying to get to a next dollar, that's out in this hip-hop game trying to make it do what it do. I say ghetto is like MPEE. I say ghetto is BBF. I say ghetto is Sound Splash. I say ghetto is hip-hop. That's what I say ghetto is. The ghetto. Hardship. Grind. Get to it. Let's get it.
Yeah. Fright Fest.
Leaving covered in blood, I ain't a fucking Crip. So pop off, go ahead, nigga, pop off. Everybody strapped with them fours, where let them pop off? M-P-E-E, a product of the ghetto. Fried wings and rice, a product of the ghetto. Newports and weed, a product of the ghetto. The beef never set, so I roll with the chrome snub, get plugged like a socket. I pop it, watch them niggas take off.